Barry, let me, if I talk to your clients, or maybe they wouldn't be able to do this, but how is your coaching unique or different from other coaches? What sort of makes you stand out?
Well, that's a good question, because I haven't observed and watched every other coach out there and how they do it. I would say there's a high degree of collaboration and creativity and rigor, as well as fun and creativity in our interactions. We're very, very focused on the soft side of things in order to produce the hard side. A majority of the work I do is in creating what I would call leveraged coaching relationships. So they see that their job is to produce results with and through others. And perhaps the overriding intention is to help these individuals generate and create coaching cultures within their organizations to support, sustain, and carry on beyond their interactions with myself.
And when you think back to the clients you've worked with over the years, what is sort of the typical nice things they say about the coaching that you've done with them? What do they point out as sort of the strengths that they've really appreciated?
Well, I sure wish you would ask that of other people, because you know, there's a quote that says, if you say something nice about yourself, it's called bragging, but if other people say it about you, it's called the truth. What I would like them to say is that I am highly intentional and highly focused and extremely centered on their agenda, that I'm very engaging and curious, and I make them do the work of discovery and exploration and dramatically enhance their self-awareness and help them discover the answers that lie within themselves. But I also bring a high level of skills and expertise and experience so that when they reach into their pocket, find all the puzzle pieces that they can possibly find, I have a few puzzle pieces of my own that I can share and put into place to complete their picture.
Well put. I like it. And that was a tough question for you to answer yourself, so I apologize for that. Well, look, we have a question that I have asked every guest over the last 5 or 6 years that I've been doing the radio show, and I have really never gotten a duplicate answer yet, and that is to what is sort of your guiding light, guiding principle, or some experience that has sort of formed your basis for the way in which you deal with people?
You know, I think the premise about the whole coaching profession and what drives me in particular is simply being generous and this idea of giver's gain. So when I hold my client's agenda and support them in all forms and fashions of achieving what they want, it's very much like Zig Ziglar. If you help enough people in the world get what they want to get, then you indeed will get what you want to get. So it's very, very easy for me to be very centered and very focused on their agenda and do whatever I can do, whether helping them discover the answers within themselves or bring to them a resource or a tool or something that will contribute to them in some unique and efficient fashion. So I would say that idea of giver's gain and helping others and making a difference, it sounds a little corny, but that very much drives me. So when I wake up in the morning, I have purpose in my life.
I love it. Thank you. And you've retained the integrity that it wasn't a duplicate answer I've ever heard before. So thank you very much. I lost the bet I had with myself before the start of the show. We were 14 minutes into the show before you mentioned a quote. Given your attachment to quotes, I kind of thought you'd hit one earlier than that. But, you know, I have to say that when you and I met 2 or 3 years ago, I enjoyed the time we got to talk at a conference. And then, of course, that weekend or days were over and we went back to our respective practices. But I have really felt sort of connected to you because of your weekly quotes that you put out. And I love them, and I have referred and forwarded your email quotes to I can't even begin to say how many people. So who knows how many more are listening that are a result of that one acquaintance we made. So let's talk a little bit about quotes and what got you intrigued with quotes.
Well, if you look at the title of my book, you know, The Quotable Coach, Daily Nuggets of Practical Wisdom. So that's what I like about it. I mean, they're daily nuggets of practical wisdom. So I do not create the vast majority of these quotes. However, I have collected quotes my entire professional life, and I found that I was using them literally on a daily basis over and over and over again with my clients so that they could retain a message or a thought that was useful. So quotes have kind of a stickiness power to them. So when I saw that I was doing that and I was able to kind of, you know, editorialize a little bit about the use and the application and what those quotes meant to me, people would say, can you say that again, or let me write that down, and so on. So it hit me that, you know, just simply using the wisdom of the ages and using those nuggets and applying them to a real-life situation was a relevant way of coaching in a very impactful and efficient manner.
And you know, I have to say that the way in which you use your quotes, in my experience, is very unique. I have books of quotes that I've always kept because it's been my habit that when I prepare a meeting agenda for anything I might lead or a seminar or a training, I would typically pick a quote that I thought was appropriate and I would put it at the top of the agenda page. But your quotes go way beyond that. I want you to share that with our audience in that you then add these exercises to them.
The blog that I write called The Quotable Coach is actually a Monday through Friday blog. So I was always told that you need to be consistent when you write. And in my previous efforts at blogging, which quite honestly were somewhat of a failure, I was not able to generate any form of consistency. It would be once a week, once every 2 weeks, really didn't generate some readership and didn't generate momentum. And what I also found out was the length of that blog that I used to write was maybe 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and people just didn't give me that amount of time. So I literally asked myself, what do I read? And I tend to read those things that get to the point very, very quickly. So the idea of taking a quote, interpreting it, and give a coaching commentary, and then apply an exercise so that an individual can use it and apply it to their professional and personal life, all in about 30, 40 seconds, seemed to be a reasonably good idea. And it actually caught on. And today we have actually over 1,200 people that receive that on a daily basis.
Wow. I'm glad to count myself among them. So the blog started out first. Did you have any intention of writing a book when you started the blogging?
Absolutely not. I was simply using it as one of those strategies to what they call book yourself solid. Quite a number of years ago, a gentleman named Michael Port wrote a book called Book Yourself Solid. And one of the strategies that he included in that, beyond networking and maybe speaking, was a writing strategy. And I was always what I would consider a reluctant writer. And I thought, well, just writing these 2 or 3 minute blogs is very torturous for me. But I thought it would be relatively easier to write something that was only 150 to maybe 200 words. And eventually it became easier and easier, and I became more proficient at doing so.
Some of the material that we talked about before the show and getting ready for the show, you had used the quote, reluctant writer. And frankly, I couldn't use that because you are so good at it, I just couldn't see you as a reluctant writer.
If you're interested, here's my little story. When I was a kid, I remember having to take my homework and show it to my dad. So when I was writing an essay, out the red pen would come, and I would always feel pretty much like a failure. And even later in life, even in my professional life, I would sometimes write something, and I would notice that people would correct me, and I felt literally embarrassed. So that although I'm a very competent coach, my writing didn't always reflect that competency or even a level of mastery. So I always felt reluctant to put it out there for fear that I might be judged. And there were numerous instances where I had examples where that felt like that was still continuing to occur. It turns out that only by getting my own coach and working with people in that regard that I was able to use my voice, my coaching voice, as my writing voice. And therefore, when I simply said, well, what do you think of this quote or how does it apply, I just simply spoke and that became my written language. I would capture that and then we would edit it and I'd have my coach also take one more crack at it to give it the professional appeal that I was hoping for. And that's really that magic kind of partnership that's helped me get the Quotable Coach out to a point that the book is now over 50,000 words.
Believe me, I have gone through it and picked out many of my favorites, and I've got some of them marked to reuse. I appreciate you sending it to me ahead of time, and I think it's a great book. I would really encourage our audience to get a hold of it. So I don't want to. I would normally ask this at the end of the show, but in case somebody gets interrupted, how do they get your book?
The easiest way to get it is to simply go on Amazon and just look up The Quotable Coach, Daily Nuggets of Practical Wisdom, and they're able to purchase an ebook for actually $4.99. So the little bio on my website says, get a year of coaching for $4.99. And then so for us people who prefer to put our hands around something, I call the paperback version of my book more like a coffee table book or even a dinner table book, where you can simply open it up and take 30 seconds to a minute, read something, and, you know, ponder it or even discuss it with your family over a meal.